Hi, this is Dave Bidlowski of K12Science.net, and this is your Middle School Science Minute. I was recently reading the January 2020 issue of Science and Children, a magazine for elementary school teachers published by the National Science Teaching Association. But they had an article in it that I thought was really appropriate for middle school because middle school students get very confused on this topic, and they actually had put it under Science 101 column. And the question that was being asked was, why can I see my breath on cold days, written by Matt Bobrowski. And he wrote, moisture in the air is normally a gas. We call it water vapor. When moist air cools off, the water vapor in the air can change from a gas to a liquid, resulting in countless tiny droplets of water. That's what fog is. So when you exhale on a cold day, the water in your moist breath changes from a gas, water vapor, to liquid droplets, which forms a fog. You probably know the terminology involved here, although your students might not. So to review, vapor is another word for a gas. When a gas changes to a liquid, like water vapor forming liquid droplets creating a fog, that's called condensation. So water vapor condenses into liquid water when it cools. At the lower grades, you don't have to use all those terms like we do in middle school. You can just talk about the water in the air changing from a gas to a liquid. But there are a number of examples of this phenomena, some of which students can even observe at home. One way to demonstrate condensation is to put ice in a jar with a screw-on or other tightly fitting lid. The author had done this with a mayonnaise jar. Fill it with ice, place it on a paper towel. An hour or two later, longer if it's less humid, ask students what they observe. They should see that the outside of the jar is now wet. Maybe the paper towel under the jar is a little wet too. Ask them where that water came from. If they say it's from the ice in the jar, point out that the lid was tightly screwed on, so there was no way for water vapor or for water to escape from inside the jar. Eventually, someone might suggest that the water came from the air, which is correct. There are molecules of water in the air in the form of a gas. When the air touches the cold jar, the water molecules slow down and collect into tiny droplets of liquid water. In other words, water condensed out of the air. You can also see this when you take a can of pop out of the refrigerator. After a while, the outside of the can becomes moist from water that condensed out of the air. If it's a particularly humid day, you might get enough water condensing that it drips down the can and forms a little puddle under it. That's why we use coasters to protect our nice tables. And there is a misconception that students have. When water condenses on a cold soda can or pop can, some people say that the can is sweating. However, that's very misleading, since it makes it sound like the moisture is coming from the can. When you sweat, water comes out from inside of you. But with the cold pop can, the water comes from the air. So it's like the air is sweating. In short, don't use the word sweat when talking about condensation. And that's your Middle School Science Minute.